Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for joining me this Monday morning. It is a gorgeous sunshiny day here in Northwest Florida and always sunshine here in our studio at News Radio Pensacola. You can bring more sunshine, bring your thoughts and opinions into our text line at 850-437-1620. Again, that's 850-437-1620. We have a very special guest in studio with us this morning. I am super excited about what we're talking about. In fact, so is our news team. One of our news announcers, he just came running in. He loves his sailboat. He loves talking about the water. He loves talking about anything that is ships related. And so we had to kick him out real quick because we have Rear Admiral Don Quinn with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I want you to just share a little bit more. So we just had your friend Malcolm Ballinger in studio. You guys are in Rotary Club together.
Right. Five Flags.
And you are very well known throughout the community, but I want you to just share a little bit more about yourself before we jump into our subject.
35 years in the Navy, naval aviator, and A6s, EA6Bs, and married with four kids.
Wow. And how long have you been in Pensacola?
Well, I came here active duty Navy and first in 1979 and the second time in 2012. I retired in 14. And now I'm living country song of the days are long and the years go fast.
That is true. That is very true. And I have to ask you, what's your favorite part about living in Pensacola?
The people. That's a no-brainer.
The people. That is amazing. And the people love to get involved in special events and historic events. And I guess, can we call this a historic event?
It is.
It is a very historic event. And of course, we are talking about how the Navy will be commissioning Richard M. McCool Jr. This is an amphibious transport dock. And I want to talk about the word amphibious, though, because you kind of just mentioned it when we were chatting before we jumped on air. And I had to write it down because I was like, this is actually very unique, a very unique ship. And the word amphibious, you think about it, you go to amphibians, you go to what else is it going to be doing? But I want you to share a little bit more about not just, you know, of course, this happens September 7th. We're going to be sharing some of the events leading up to this main event when it does dock, right? Of course, at Naval Air Station Pensacola, right here in Pensacola, Florida. But what is so unique about an amphibious ship?
So as we said, amphibs have a well deck where they can take boats or amphibious vehicles in the back. But in order to load those, you have to lower the ship in the water to get the depth about 10 feet in the back of the ship. So amphibs and submarines are kind of the two Navy vessels that deliberately sink themselves. You know, amphibs have a ballast tank. They fill it with water and they lower themselves in the water so that the hovercraft or the boats or the marine amphibious vehicles can get in and out of the ship.
And how did that help? Oh, because we're going to talk a little bit about the history of this ship as well. How does that help when it comes to being active, whether it's, you know, on duty or in battle? How does that help?
Well, again, you're trying to take either Marines or SEALs or forces ashore. They're heavy equipment. You can't just run them down nets on the side of the ship or things like that. Aww. So in order to get their vehicles and their people ashore, you need vessels. And so those vessels go in the back of the ship. They drive on the vehicles. They drive on the tanks, the equipment, those sort of things. And then those boats or hovercraft take the people and their equipment to the beach.
That is it's so cool. You're thinking about just real life action happening. And if you're playing it through your mind, like I'm playing it through my mind, then that's just, it's beyond your imagination, actually. And so kind of talking about this specific ship, the Richard M. McCool Jr. So what makes this one particularly special in history?
Well, for starters, you can go to the website, the Pensacola Chamber website. It has all the history on the man. And so he was a Medal of Honor winner in the Battle of Okinawa, a lieutenant in command of a ship. So that's the namesake of the ship.
Okay.
Each ship is newer and more modern than the one that preceded it. So LPD-29, in this case, has more capability than LPD-28. In particular, this one has a much more robust command and control system and radar. And so she can link up with the cruisers and the destroyers and share the operational picture. So in terms of her capability, that's probably the biggest thing. We keep updating and improve them as we build each one, because you only build one about every 4 years or so, you know, coming out. So that's what makes her different. And then it's about a 700-foot ship with a crew of between 350 and 400. And as I mentioned to you earlier, about half of those kids are first-term sailors. So some of the folks that will be here in September will have graduated from high school back in May.
Wow. That is pretty impressive. And you mentioned that the crew members are very excited to be docking in Pensacola. They're excited to get here. Of course, that happens September 7th. We're going to share a little bit about the events leading up to that. Now, you mentioned that more information is on the Pensacola Chamber website. Of course, we are dear friends with Todd Thompson, who does incredible work for connecting our community to events like this, something that's really special and pivotal in our history, I think, as well. And then, of course, we mentioned, I have here in my notes, that when you head on over to the website, there's opportunities to be able to support the crew. And so there's some fundraising opportunities as well through the Chamber Foundation, which of course is a nonprofit 501c3, and it's fully tax deductible as well. So all donations are going towards the quality of life for the crew. And of course, when it comes to that, off the top of your head, what are some things that are can help sustain them with that quality of life?
I think that if we have already budgeted about $25,000 of what we raised to go to the crew. If we raise more than our target, which is around $200,000, then we'll give them more.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, USS Fort Lauderdale, the city gave that ship, you know, $800,000, but again, different namesake ship and all of those things.
Sure.
Gym equipment, I think, is one of the first things we want to do. When you're at sea for months at a time, one of the ways to get through that is to work out every day.
Yes.
And they're a little bit shy on that stuff right now. And so we're hoping to do the gym in a box or that sets of equipment or a universal or whatever the ship decides upon. And then, of course, there's other creature comforts, whether it be projectors and movie screens and those sort of things. But it's for MWR, which is Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. That's really what we're targeting. To do those sort of things. And then the ship can decide what their greatest need is.
That makes a lot of sense. And of course, we want to see every member of the crew thrive on the ship as well. So you can be a part of that. I'll make sure I get that information up on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. You'll see that coming up a little bit after 11 a.m. our time. But we got to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. When we come back, of course, we will have more with our friend and guest, Rear Admiral Don Quinn. Ten 19. Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can text or call in 437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Our friend Rear Admiral Don Quinn is here this morning. Of course, we are talking about the upcoming commissioning of the Richard M. McCool Jr. Don was so gracious in explaining what an amphibious ship actually is. And wow, it's impressive to think about how intricate it is in order to make things happen when needed. Of course, this is all happening September 7th, right here at the Naval Air Station, Pensacola, right here in Pensacola, Florida. It's something historic, impressive, that is happening, and you can be a part of it. And we do have, of course, more information the Pensacola Chamber is our host site for this entire event. You can go online. You can find out how to give. You can click to all the different links. I believe more open up tomorrow, you had mentioned, right? But we do have an entire event. Let's go through quickly some of the events leading up to September 7th.
So the ship will get underway from Pascagoula, probably the 22nd or so of August. She'll operate out in the Gulf for about a week. Then she'll pull over to Panama City, pick up about 100 folks from here to ride the ship, and maybe a couple of amphibious hovercraft, but we'll see if they're ready. And then she will arrive here on the 30th, in the morning of the 30th. And then it's Labor Day weekend, so the crew will be attending a couple ball games that weekend. Skipper's going to throw the first pitch. I think there's already bets out on whether he'll hit home plate or get it to the catcher. And then we have tours available Monday through Wednesday. And on the 19th, if you go to the website, the 19th is when the link will open up. 300 people can tour the ship, and we'll have all the details there. So about 100 people a day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You go to the museum, and they'll be bussed over to the ship, go through security, and get on the ship for about an hour, hour and a half tour. And then there's receptions Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Most of those receptions involve sponsors. One is with veterans that week. And then Sonny's Barbecue is actually going to be throwing a barbecue for the crew on and their families on Wednesday down on the pier. So that'll be neat. That's about 400 people, which, as you would know, is not inexpensive. So thanks to Sonny's for doing that for us. And then a big reception for sponsors at the museum on Friday night. And then the ceremony is Saturday. And again, I want to mention that that is open to the public.
Okay.
All you got to do is go to the chamber website. You sign up right there, you RSVP, and they will mail you an invite. To get on the base, all you need is a driver's license and the invite, and you will get on the base. You go through security to get onto the pier, and we're expecting 2,000 to 2,500 people.
Wow. So you definitely want to get registered quickly. And you mentioned that opens up when?
So the tours, that'll open up next Monday.
Next Monday, the 19th.
Now, right now, you can sign up for an invite to the ceremony itself. So just go on the webpage. It's right on the front, first page of the website. Sign up. You put in your information, and then they will mail you an invitation.
Okay, that's really good to know. So don't miss out now, especially if there's going to be that many people flocking to the event. We want to make sure that you don't miss out on it. Of course, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com for more information. As soon as you get to the website, I want to make sure I walk you through it real quickly. You will see right at the top USS Richard M. McCool Jr. Of course, once you click on that, it will take you there for all the commissioning information. You can sign up for the ship ceremony, and all of the rest of the events are listed under the calendar. So if you would like me to text you that link, just text in right now to 437-1620, and I can go ahead and text you the link. That way you have it on your phone. You can open it up and take a look at it. Any other things that we didn't get to touch on before we have to take another break and then close out together when it comes to this ceremonious week?
Well, number one, this is our seventh here. Other than fleet concentration areas in Norfolk and San Diego, I don't know that any other city in the country has hosted as many commissionings as we have. So that's a point of pride. The skipper, who is a great guy, and the crew, as the folks who toured with me and about a week and a half ago will tell you, the crew is fabulous. The people here in Pensacola are going to really enjoy the enthusiasm of the crew. So I think that that's the probably the most important thing to pass on, that they're really going to love the crew and those folks. And they're excited to be here. A number of them have done community relations things here already. I think they may be doing a habitat thing here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the kids have been to Seville Quarter. We just had a social last Monday, and they're itching to get over here. This may surprise some people, but the Liberty is a little bit different here than it is in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Okay.
You know, so they're pretty fired up to go down, you know, Palafox and,
yes,
and be downtown and do those sort of things. And because of the generosity of sponsors, we are set up to have some great receptions and things for them at Seville Quarter and on the ship itself, which we'll pay for that, and at the museum and doing those sort of things. So we're pretty fired up. And number one, we want to show the crew a great time.
Absolutely. And open our arms welcoming them in the community. So if you're out and about, you never know if you're running into a crew member. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled and your chin up. And of course, always your Southern hospitality. Keep it on. It's 10:25. Let's take another quick break before we wrap things up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. All right, we are wrapping things up with Rear Admiral Don Quinn. First of all, Don, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Pep Talk. But before we go, I have to ask you and have you share the story behind the why for Pensacola.
So the short story is that the skipper's memories of Pensacola are from going through OCS and being yelled at by a Marine drill instructor. So he didn't necessarily want to come here until he came here. And then Debbie Graham, Dan McCourt, the skipper of the base, met with them for about 3 hours, and he totally changed, dropped his other sights, and picked Pensacola because of our history and the reputation of the community.
See, and you know, I asked you at the very beginning of our time together, what do you love most about Pensacola? And you said the people. And the people are what create that atmosphere, that rich history, and continue to help us thrive. So this is just another piece of the puzzle when it comes to thriving in Pensacola, another part of our history, another step in the right direction. Of course, our hopes are that we can make it welcoming for the crew members and make that week from the 29th of August through the 7th, when the commissioning actually happens at NAS Pensacola, just the best week ever. And of course, you can go online, PensacolaChamber.com, for more information and to go ahead and sign up to get your invite for September 7th. Of course, one more time, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.